USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General predicts the next week could be equal to Pearl Harbor or 9/11. At the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci gave some reassurances.
This is probably going to be a really bad week. That is a reflection of what happened 2.5 weeks ago. So if we start seeing now a flattening or a stabilization of cases, what you're hearing about potential light at the end of the tunnel doesn't take away from the fact that tomorrow, the next day, it's going to look really bad.
White House medical experts are not endorsing him, but President Trump again says an anti-malaria drug could treat the virus.
This medicine's been tested for many years for malaria and for lupus, so it's been out there. So it's a very strong, powerful medicine, but it doesn't kill people.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him. A federal judge has ruled that President Trump did not overstep his authority last year when he declared a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. But it allowed 2 environmental suits challenging his border wall strategy to proceed. The suits said Trump's declaration was unconstitutional because it violates a provision in the 2019 budget bill that limits money for border wall construction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The top Catholic leader in a coronavirus hotspot is looking for a silver lining in the midst of the outbreak. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says ratings for online mass have skyrocketed since church doors in New York shut in March because of coronavirus. And now he says he's hoping it translates into a larger spiritual revival. Holy Week has begun. Some parishes in New York will be carrying Holy Thursday and Good Friday services online, as well as Easter Mass, which will be held at St. Patrick's Cathedral and televised. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In the worldwide battle against the coronavirus pandemic, a few countries might be hitting the curve. With more details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Italy's efforts to combat coronavirus finally appear to be paying off, according to new data. Since instituting their nationwide lockdown on March 9th, the nation has finally seen a slowdown in its daily increase of total cases. In the run-up to March 9th, Italy saw a near constant daily of increase of over 24%. Over the past 4 days, the daily average only went up around 4.2%, down from an average of 7.1% over the previous week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.